Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Kobe, Japan, 1972, part one. Continuing with Prabhupada, discussing with the devotees with him in Kobe about chance and who's in control. So this section is under Krishna's control. Prabhupada said, that plan is Krishna's. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chara Chara. Under my plan, under my supervision, the nature is working. The changes of the world are going on for that reason. Hetuna Nena Kaunteya Jagat Vipativartate. All these changes are taking place on account of my supervision. So there's no question of chance. It is all planned by the Supreme, Daivinaitrena, on the superior arrangement. Samasunda says, doesn't necessity mean plan? Prabhupada, necessity means for a foolish person like me, I want something. That is my necessity, and God supplies me. Man proposes, God disposes. And that reception or that achievement, without it being explained by me, I take it as a chance because I cannot explain it. Just like the same example, the flower is fructifying. We are saying chance because we do not see how the working is going on. Samasunda, you defined miracle like that once before. Prabhupada, yes. So there is nothing like miracle. Everything is done in so subtle way that we cannot understand. We take it as chance. The same example, just like a child steps before the door and it opens. And he thinks, oh, by chance, the door is opened. But it is not by chance. It is a plan. My comment. After chopping down our blind faith in chance being the ultimate causal principle, Prabhupada next established the more reasonable premise that ordered events occur not by chance, but by arrangement. The architect of fortune. Prabhupada continued. The proprietor is living there. The servants are living there. The cats and dogs are also living there. The trees and plants are also living there. And insects and microbes and snakes and rats, so many living entities in the same building. Why are they different? What is the answer? They have been given the same chance of living in the same house, born in the same house. As the proprietor's son is born in the same house, these also. They're also taking birth the same place. Why they are denied the same advantage? And if they are denied, who has denied it? What is the answer to this question? They're all living entities. I replied, the difference is that the human living entities have higher intelligence because of their body. Prabhupada, that is the question, that who has given you that higher intelligence and not to the rats and cats? Padumna, you said in one place, man is the architect of his own happiness and distress. Prabhupada, yes, yes. That is an axiomatic truth, even by the modern man. Yes, that man is the architect of his own fortune. So as soon as there is work to make your fortune, there must be a person to decide to give you a fortunate position. Just like in an establishment, so many men are working, but there is a president. He is considering the work file, how this man has worked, and he is being promoted. His salary is being increased, and someone else is being degraded. No promotion, rather transferred to some other place. The natural conclusion is, when there are so many varieties of life in our presence, and although in the same place, they haven't got the same facility, so there must be someone who decides on this point. So how can you deny God? Our point is the Supreme Person, the President, who decides on this fact, like he is God. What is the opposite answer? Pradyumna. They would say that you are in your position and they are in their position just by chance, just like Prabhupada interrupts. That is nonsense. This is sheer nonsense. There is nothing by chance. What is that chance? By chance, one is becoming a millionaire? And by chance, one is becoming a cockroach? What is that chance? Explain that chance. It is evasive. It is a most foolish reply. Chance. We have got this nice apartment. Is it by chance? Padumya, no, Prabhupada. Then? I say, there's never an example of chance, Prabhupada. This is all nonsense. People are befooled by all this philosophy. I said, Albert Einstein said, I cannot believe that the highest material principle is chance. He's a material scientist. He said, I cannot believe. Prabhupada, yes. Actually, if one is learned, scientific, he must admit, unless he is a lunatic, rascal, he will say all these nonsense things. Chance. Why chance? What is taking place within your practical experience by chance? If by prearrangement we did not come here, then who would care for us? Even on the street we could not lie down. No one would allow. The police will arrest. Who are these men? How do you say chance? Everything is done by prearrangement. Chance is an explanation given by the rascals and fools. They are not sane men. There cannot be anything by chance. We got up on the train and the train is running and it is all chance. There is a huge management behind the train. Therefore, we are comfortably seated and we come to the destination right on time. All these are chances? Samasunda. Their answer is that there was a necessity to go to the city, so we would have tried hundreds of different ways to come here, and by chance, eventually, we would have found. Prabhupada, no. We have not tried hundreds of others. There was a plan. Sudama, but even when, where does, in my mind, if I hear the word chance, where does chance, how does chance come about, if there is such a thing? Prabhupada, no. The rascal says, I'm trying so many ways, and one of them succeeds by chance. But I'm not working in so many ways. We had a plan to come here to preach. So according to that plan, we arranged with this man, and it is not chance. It is all prearranged. Where is that I'm trying this way or that way? We are going to preach. There's a plan. So our men go before my reaching there, and they make nice arrangements, nice apartment. Then they receive me. These are not chances. This is all prearranged plan. My comment. To bring the argument from plan to the necessity of a planner who enforces that plan is a logical step. My next comment brought out a doubt. I was a casualty of Kali Yuga's educational system, and I thought that evolution's basic principle was change, not chance. Things necessarily change. And that change is done by chance. I offer this argument to Prabhupada. So we'll stop here with that offering of an argument to Prabhupada, and we will hear soon how he responds. Hare Krishna. Thank you.